Vice President Kwesi-Mensah Arthur has arrived in Tamale for a four-day campaign tour of the northern region. He is being accompanied by the former national organizer of the NDC, Yawa Tinjan, the regional minister, Abdallah Abubakar, deputy regional minister, Alhaji Aba Fuseini, and the deputy minister of lands and natural resources, Barbara Samwa, as well as the regional party executives. Mr. Mensah Arthur first paid a courtesy call on Kumbung Na Idrisu Abu. Na Idrisu Abu thanked the government for the projects that have been brought to the area. He said for the first time in 50 years, the road in the center of the town has been tarred.
It is very rare to have the number two in the country to visit the rural areas. And when we have him here, we must consider that it's a special privilege. But as usual, when we get dignitaries of his stature, particularly being second in command of the nation, we find it difficult to resist in presenting a shopping list. Now, I don't intend to present a long shopping list. We here in Kumbungu have a lot to appreciate and be thankful for the ruling government for the development teams they have brought here. I myself, I was born here, I grew up here, went out, got my education, and I'm back here. I've seen how other administrations have behaved towards Kumbungu. For the first time in over 50 years, Kumbungu has now seen a tar road to the center of the town. We are grateful for that. Secondly, we have seen the beginning of the construction of a district assembly premises. We hope it will be completed. We are equally grateful. We here in Kumbungu, being the majority in population of the former town Kumbungu district assembly, never had our own district. Now today we have, thanks to the present ruling government.
You just heard the Kumbung Na Idrisu Abu. Now, the NDC's parliamentary candidate for Kumbung, Ras Mubarak, said the visit by Vice President Mensah Arthur is testimony of the ruling government's commitment to the development of Kumbung and the northern region as a whole. He is confident that the people of Kumbung will once again vote massively to renew the mandate of President John Dramani Mahama and the NDC.
There are several constituencies within the region, but to have chosen six communities to visit shows clearly that our government cares about this region, this constituency, and clearly when the good people of Kumbungu renews our mandate, we shall definitely develop the constituency as it should be developed. So on this note, I wish Iki, Nikanyu Nshira.
You just heard Ras Mubarak, who is the NDC's parliamentary candidate for Kumbung.